Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Cluttered, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you via still listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, and Overcast.fm. Hello. And, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community and those who will be joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/Get Organized. And after the interview, I'm going to share my audiobook selection of the week with you listening. And that's right. If you picked up on it, Overcast.fm now streams our shows. So I am so thrilled and excited about that. So I'd like to welcome all of you. And I'd also like to ask a little favor of all of my listeners out there. At some point in time, when you think about it, go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and go to the contact page and let me know which venue you are listening to me on, whether it's, of course, Blog Talk Radio, but maybe you're listening to me via iTunes or Stitcher Radio, TuneIn or Park Coalition Radio. I would love to just be able to hear from you and, of course, give you a shout-out. And today I have to give a shout-out to Carla R. Jenkins, who over the weekend she decided she wanted to get organized and conquer some clutter. And so she was tweeting that she was listening to some of the previous episodes. So I definitely wanted to just give her a shout out. So I thank you, Carla R. Jenkins, for your continued support. So, and of course, I hope you are enjoying our first official day of summer. It has like summer here in Philadelphia. So I hope you're doing that, and I hope you've got some nice, wonderful, and relaxing plans in place for the summer. But today, it's World Productivity Day, which is why I've asked our guest, Kathy Sexton. She is a productivity expert, to share with us some techniques on how we can be more productive at work and in our lives. So the interview will be coming up shortly. And, of course, I'm going to be piggybacking with just a few of my weekly organizing tips on how to get things done. And I'm going to be sharing with you the power keys, how to take back the power over your space and over your time with my power keys package, which will be ending in about 10 days. So I'm going to share that with you as well. And, of course, you know I've got my product suggestion, my app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. But before I share with you my interview with Kathy, I want to share with you some of the time wasters. Facebook is number one. Photo taking, organizing, sharing, and uploading is number two. Momentum sharing is number three. Number four is personal grooming. Five is exercise. Six is going for coffee. Seven, playing games. Eight is TV. Nine is watching movie. And 10 is YouTube. So those are the top 10. There's actually 20, but I just wanted to read off the top 10 ways we waste time. And as I shared with you, this is World Productivity Day, and I wanted to bring on an expert to share with us how we can be more productive. And it's interesting how, as I was preparing for this episode, there's another topic that I really want to bring to you, and I'm going to find an expert to share with us on how we can better manage and handle our email, because I have so much spam and so much junk email, but I have to look through it, unfortunately, because sometimes the good email is in with the bad. So that's one of the topics. But I want to share with you my great interview with Kathy Sexton, and she is a productivity expert. Well, good evening, listeners, and I am excited because there are certain topics that I love to talk about and being more productive so we can do the things we love and enjoy is one of them. And I am here this evening with Kathy Sexton, a productivity expert and coach. And before I bring her on for our conversation for this evening, I want to share with you a little bit about her background. Productivity and Profit First Specialist, speaker, author, and coach Kathy Sexton helps individuals and organizations ignite productivity and increase profits. Delivering high-impact principles through speaking, coaching, training, and special resources, Kathy empowers people to achieve their life and business goals, make the profit they desire, and still have time for family and friends. I hope you heard that because it's all about balance and not burnout. Kathy founded the Productivity Experts in 2003 after winning her own battle with workaholism and a stress-induced life-threatening illness. Kathy is committed to helping people accomplish more with less stress. Professionals can now avoid burnout, spend more quality time with their family, and make the money they deserve. Kathy easy processes are taught through one-on-one and group coaching seminars and her unique Ignite and Productivity to Profit programs. Attendees and participants learn how to take control of their thoughts, processes, and tools to achieve better results faster. And Kathy is the author of 52 powerful, successful strategies to ignite productivity and co-author of Focus, Organization and Productivity, Exploring Productivity and 7 Points of Impact. Welcome, Kathy.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I am so happy to have you, especially as I was reading your bio. And, you know, one of the issues people are dealing with now is the burnout, the stress, the workaholism. But before we really get into the topic, what made you become a productivity expert?
Well, interesting enough, I have an accounting background, so I've been in accounting for way too many years to mention. But during that process, I was working for a company that the stress just really started to take over, and you know, they were exploding as a company and going into more of the corporate type things, and I just don't play those corporate games very well, so. Mm-hmm. My body took it out on me through stress and then through illness. And once I realized that all my illnesses were caused and induced from stress, I realized I had to do something different, and I just started doing research on my own, figuring out what I could do to do things differently. And then I started a bookkeeping business for small business owners, and soon I realized they needed so much more than that. They didn't have any systems or processes in place, and they were so stressful that I realized that from my learning, I could then share with them and take them to a whole better place than where they were at.
And, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I don't think people realize the importance of processes and procedures and how it really helps you, you know, get things done, be more productive, but it really helps alleviate the stress. So I'm glad you're out there doing what you do. So, Kathy, what are some of the things that we do that goes against possibly our desire to be more productive? And, you know, sometimes I guess we feel like we're doing something and maybe we're juggling so many things that we're getting a lot done. But, you know, what are some of the things in your expert opinion?
Well, I think there's a difference between being busy and being productive. And one of the things that I think that we kind of, some of us get wrapped up in is what I call creative avoidance. So we have something we need to be doing, but all of a sudden the desk drawer needs to be cleaned out, or the, you know, if we're working from home, the laundry needs to be done, or, oh, I need to make some phone calls. We're avoiding everything that we need to do. And when we jump from one thing to another like that and without a plan, it really does, you know, is havoc, cause havoc on our productivity. Not planning, you know, not planning ahead of time, not knowing. Just 15 minutes at the end of the day can save up to 60 minutes the next morning, you know, because we're already in work mode. We already know if we stay what we need to do, but, you know, what we do next. But if we wait till the next morning, then we kind of have to rehash through our mind what we're working on, what's really important, that type of thing. And then sometimes we just have too long of a list, and we're trying to pick and choose out of, you know, 20, 30 items when we can probably maybe get 4 or 5 done during a day.
And, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I knew a friend, and she had her to-do list was at least 30 items a day. Mm-hmm. And I told her that's unrealistic because you're married. You have 4 sons. You're very active in the community. You have like 2 and 3 businesses you're trying to run. I said, if you can get a couple done a day, you've done wonderful. And she was like, well, I don't have to have this long list. I said, really, that list needs to be your month plan and not just for your day. So I'm glad
definitely,
you said
definitely.
That.
I call that the master list. And then you take from that master list, okay, what are the 3, 5 things I'm going to do today? You know, what am I going to do this week, and then what am I going to do this day? Because if we're working from that big list, just looking at it is overwhelming in itself.
Yeah. And I like what you said about creative avoidance. And it's interesting because last year this time I had surgery, so my best friend stayed with me. And I realized that she, when you said that, she's the creative avoidance person because she was basically, instead of working in the office, she worked in my office while she took care of me. But then the TV would distract her, and then she would like, oh, it's lunchtime, I got to make you lunch. And I'm like, okay, all right. So, yeah, so that's interesting. Creative avoidance, that's all it is. So can you share some things we can do to be more productive?
Well, definitely. I think that, you know, as we just kind of, you talked about and I just talked about, is, you know, using something. Well, first, I tell people to do a brain dump. So get everything out of their head onto a piece of paper and create some kind of a master list of all the things you have to do. And then when an interruption comes, instead of stopping and going and doing that interruption, it goes onto that master list, and at some point it'll get filtered in. I mean, it might be that it trumps everything that's on your plate for today. Well, then that's a decision to be made. But when we trump it ourselves just because it's in front of us, that just really can affect us greatly. So I suggest people do the brain dump, which will relieve stress immediately. That's just a great stress reliever in itself. Do a master list. And then I do what I call the tip of the day. You know, what are your top 3 things you're going to get done today? And then if you get those done, you can go back to your list. But, you know, we can only focus on one thing at a time. And so it's so important to make sure that you know what's important, and that's the way you stay focused. And then also working against your natural productivity style. If you're a real systems process person, you need to be working in that mode, and you need to stay in that type of a way that you work. You need to really understand how you work. Or if you basically, maybe systems and processes aren't that well for you, but when you do implement them, then it gives you time to be more creative on the creative, you know, if you're that creative person. So it really does make a big difference when you plan and when you do that. And then I like the 10-minute rule. So you've got that project, you just hate it, you don't want to do it, or whatever the time element is, maybe it's too long. Number one, break it up in little pieces. But then the 10-minute rule is, I'm going to work on this for 10 minutes, and then I get to stop and I'll go do something else. But that way we keep a project moving forward without just always saying, oh, I'll work on that later, and then we're all stressed out because later is calm, and now we don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. I like your tip, the 10-minute rule, because that will really help people who sometimes procrastinate. So that is great. I like that. And then I also like your brain dump. That is a good idea because, like you said, some of us are just so have so much going on in our minds and all the things we want to do. And if we can just, like, dump everything out on a piece of paper and, like you said, plan the next day, that's a wonderful idea. I like the brain dump. Hear that, listeners, brain dump. So, Kathy, you've given a lot of tips and a lot of information. So what are like one thing that keeps you as a productivity expert productive during the day?
Well, one of the things is, of course, I use the tip of the day, as I just talked about, but working from a clean desk so that I'm only working on one project, I know what I need to be working with, I get interrupted, I know to go right back to that versus getting sidetracked with something else that's on my desk. And having that that environment that allows you to stay focused. I use a tool called Focus at Will. It is a paid subscription, but to me, I think it, you know, very, very minimal amount. But it has music that just for some reason just makes me be able to stay focused and stay concentrated on what I'm doing. It just really has helped. When I really need to get something done, I turn that on and it makes a big difference.
Mm. They said that's Focus at Will.
Focusatwill.com. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So, Kathy, how can listeners get in contact with you? How are you for services? Get one of your books?
Right now, well, let's just talk about my new book that just came out, The 52 Powerful Strategies to Ignite Your Productivity. Currently, if they go to my website, they basically can get it free just by paying for the shipping and handling on it. So that's a fast tip, and I don't know how much longer that'll be up on my website. But my website is www.theproductivityexperts, and that's plural on the experts.com. They can email me at Kathy@theproductivityexperts.com. And then my phone number is 314-267-3969.
And listeners, as you know, I always do, I always have a direct link to our guest website on our show page, and if you don't take advantage of getting Kathy's book, I sure will, because I can always use some productivity tips as well. Well, Kathy, I thank you so much for your time and your expertise and those wonderful nuggets on how we can be more productive.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was a great interview, and let me know what you walked away from it. My nuggets were the brain dump, which is something I do. I like to just get out all of the things that are going on in my mind that I may have to do for the next day, because that helps me really get a good night's sleep and not have to wake up in the middle of the night thinking I forgot something. And then, of course, you know, I work from a clean desk as well, so that helps me as well. But those were some really great, great tips. But definitely, if you haven't tried the brain jump, to try it. Also, don't feel like your to-do list has to be 30 items. And someone just typed in the chat room, I do the brain jump and I like the 10 minutes. I can pace myself with 10 minutes. Yes, we can all pace ourselves with just 10 minutes. So that was a great, great tip as well. And also, I would suggest all of you who are listening who need a few more productivity tips to definitely take advantage of getting Kathy's book. Like she said, all you have to do right now, hopefully it's still available, is pay for the shipping. I took advantage of the offer, so I actually am waiting for my autograph copy to come in the mail. But please take advantage of that as well. So I'm going to take a comeback with some announcements, especially for those of you in this area. There's a shredding event coming up, and follow up with some tips.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And as I was sharing with you, there is a shredding event coming up soon. And I'm just trying to get all the wonderful details that will be taking place. Let me see. Oh, sometimes I get so much mail, but hey. But anyway, there's a wonderful shredding event taking place, and it will be taking place this coming Saturday. And not sure why I can't find email right now, but I will definitely give it to you as soon as I can. But as I said, there's a shredding event taking place, and let me just kind of check right here because I know exactly where it is on my wonderful phone. So that's the nice thing about the technology. You can always pick up stuff on your phone, so I can give you all the details. It's Saturday, June 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, so all of those who are in this immediate area. And basically, it says anything, items to bring. You can bring everything from address labels from junk mails, ATM machines, receipts, bank statements, cancel and voided checks, legal documents, insurance, investment, employee records. You know, you may have your old employee records and you just may want to get rid of them. Luggage tags, medical and dental records, papers with your Social Security number on it, pre-approved credit card applications, receipts with your checking account numbers, report cards, sometimes you just don't feel like holding on to them, signatures on things like leases, contracts, letters, tax forms you no longer need, travel itineraries, used airline tickets, utility bills, and more. And shredding limit, 2 boxes or 4 shopping bags. So just so you'll know that. So that is this Saturday. And, of course, if you follow me via social media, I am going to post that on there probably tomorrow, so therefore you can get all of that wonderful information. So I also want to share with you our wonderful sponsor, which is Audible.com, and they have over 180,000 audio programs, and you get to choose a title. It's that easy. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. To get started, you get started. You can download a copy free, and you get 30-day trial. My audiobook selection for this week, as it relates to our topic, is 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, The Productivity Habits of 7 Billionaires, 13 Athletes, 29 straight A students, and 239 entrepreneurs. And it's written by Kevin Kruse. Again, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, The Productivity Habits of 7 Billionaires, 13 Olympic Athletes, 29 straight A students, and 239 entrepreneurs. So you can get that book by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. Again, that's audibletrial.com/getorganized. Well, now I wanted to share with you my time management tips. These are just tips just to kind of follow up with what Kathy was saying in regards to really maximizing and being more productive throughout the week. The first thing you want to do is you always want to plan the night before, because planning 15 minutes the night before saves you an hour the next day. That makes you more productive. So plan the night before. Do your brain dump. The next thing I wanted to tell you to do is what I've started doing is once a week, usually on a Saturday or Sunday, I plan my outfits for the week. I usually kind of do everything at the same time. I plan my outfits and I plan my meals, but also I cook my meals. It makes it so much easier because when I come home after working with a client, I may have traveled to do a training, I can come home, get my comfortable clothes, and then pop my food. Usually I may have to heat something up on the stove and pop something in the microwave, but that takes no time. It's not like I have to actually create an entire meal. And it allows me to eat healthier. Because we all know what we do when we're tired and we come home and we're hungry. We eat stuff that's not good for us. So that it helps me as well. And in regards to planning my outfit, it helps me because I can go to bed, and sometimes, you know, we all do it. We want to sleep just maybe 5 or 10 minutes, just more. So it allows my body to rest without me panicking, thinking, okay, I've got to get up and I got to figure out what to wear because everything's already laid out. So I plan the night before. I plan my outfits for the week, once a week. I cook my meals once a week, and I even plan in my errands. So once a week, when you heard Kathy say that, you know, your to-do, your 30-item to-do list should really be something you focus on for the month, I actually plan. So I know what day of the week I can realistically do our laundry. I know what day of the week I can realistically go grocery shopping. So therefore, I'm not in, it's the last minute and I need stuff and I'm in a long line and I'm frustrated. No, I do all of that planning so that I can go in and out a lot easier. And another thing that I do that has really, truly helped me be more productive is I confirm all of my appointments. I don't assume anything, even though I may have it in my book, but I always like to confirm the appointment to make sure that the person's not running behind schedule or because of some unexpected something that has fell on their schedule that they either have to push it back or they have to cancel it, so therefore confirm. So plan the night before, plan your outfits for the week as well as your meals for the week. Also plan your errands and confirm all your appointments. So those are my little tailor tip time tips for this week. So as I shared with you, the end of this month will be the end of my Power Keys for an Organized You package offer. And this is created for people who want to do the organizing themselves. I have been enjoying the videos. I have been, you know, enjoying looking at pictures. And basically, you get two parts to it. The first part is you get an e-course, which are strategies to getting your home in order. And I share step-by-step instructions on how you can take on your home organizing project, whether it's the closet or whether it's the garage. That's the first part. The second part is you get 2 one-on-one sessions with me. And basically in those sessions, the first session is the visual assessment. So that's why people have been sending me videos and photos and I get to see the space. Then we schedule an appointment, and at that first session, I give them strategies on how to organize the space, what to do first, second, third, to keep the momentum going. Tackle that. Then we come back. They give me some updates. And then they also give me some photos, and I share with them their next steps. So people have been, I've been doing home offices. I've been doing family rooms, but I also have been helping people with their time as well. So make sure you take advantage of that. You have 10 days, June 30th, and it's valued at $250, but you can get it for an investment of $59. So that's an e-course and 2 sessions with me. So make sure you go to my website, janetmtaylor.com, and go to Take Back Your Power. When you see that slider come up, you click it, and you take advantage of that as well. Well, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on all of my social media. I thank you so much. I love being engaged with all of you. And, of course, I thank you all for following me on social media. I thank all of you for joining me for the past few Saturday mornings on Periscope. I appreciate all of you who are part of my Blog Talk Radio community. And, of course, I welcome all of you as we continue to grow the venues that this podcast is streamed on. Just really makes me so, so happy. So, today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is? I can hear all of you just chanting out there. It's Toss a Tuesday. So this Tuesday, I want you to toss the old calendars you're keeping because you like the pictures. We all have done it. We've got these wonderful calendars. I like the pictures. I don't want to throw it away. I might use it. It's time to toss it. Time to eliminate the clutter in our homes and our lives, our offices. That is my Toss a Tuesday tip. And also you may want to, because a lot of us have the planners, whether they were the Daytimers or the Franklin planners, those huge, thick planners, we all carry some of us on our shoulders and our bags. Will we ever refer to those again? Probably not, because 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. So it's time to consider, you may want to put those in your shred pile, because depending on what type of information is in there, but it's time. I mean, I have gotten rid of those things. Those things are no longer in my life, and I feel okay. I don't feel like, for once, I would always go back and go back, but it says, you know what, it's time for me to move forward. So I've done that as well. So, again, get rid of the old calendars, especially those that have pictures on them that you will never use and you never have time to use. So make sure you do that as well. A-N is a Nancy, Y.do, D-O. And it's a list-making and task management app, and encourages making a habit of reviewing your daily tasks. And I think that is one of the ways you can be more productive, is by definitely always checking on your daily tasks. So, any do. One of the things I use, and a lot of you have already heard this, I use Evernote as my task. Every week, I list everything I want to accomplish within that week, and it really helps me stay focused. So that's my app suggestion. My product suggestion is a Kate Spade Take a Note notebook, because as you heard Kathy, we need to do a brain dump. So what a better way to do a brain dump than to have a nice pad and pencil, paper. Either you have it on your desk and you do your brain dump before you go to bed, well, sometimes you need to do a brain dump once you get in bed. But it's Kate Spade Take a Note notebook. And, of course, that's from CJ Work. And my repurposed suggestion is an old dish drainer was transformed into something to hold papers. So for those of you who may be struggling with keeping your desk organized and keeping your desk clear, because that helps you stay focused and stay motivated, then use an old dish drainer and transform it into something that holds your paper. And someone just shared with me in the chat room that they used a composition book for their brain dump. They jot down all the thoughts to get them out of the head, and that is wonderful. Use a composition book, use a notebook, whatever works for you. But I think the key is to have some type of tool to really do that brain dump so you can be more productive, and also so you can get a good night's sleep you have been called to do here on Earth. So my app suggestion, product suggestion, and of course my repurposed suggestion, you will always find on my boards on Pinterest. And I'm Janet M. Taylor on Pinterest. So be sure to check them out. And of course, follow me if you like me. Well, my quote for the week is, until you can manage time, we can manage nothing else. And that's by Peter Drucker. I'm having a my lips are just not cooperating with me tonight. Until you can manage time, we can manage nothing else, by Peter Drucker. So, you know, think about that. As you move forward with your week, we are already 6 months into the year. What do you need to do? What do you need to let go of? How do you need to change processes in the way you do things, not only in your career and in your business, but also in your life as well? What things do you need to do to make it more efficient and effective? We're so used to being efficient and effective at work, but, you know, now it's time for us to be that way at home too, in order to truly live a balanced life. Because as Kathy shared, a lot of us are stressed, we're just burned out. So look at some ways and some things you can do. You know, some people decide that they need to hire somebody to cook. I know one of my clients has somebody to cook for her at least once a week. so she cooks enough meals for her and her children because she's out all the time and she doesn't want to spend all her time in the kitchen. She wants to spend time with the family. Some people, some other clients of mine, they have people come in and clean for them. So those are some options as well. I know a lot of people are on budgets, so that option may not be available. But really begin to look at your time and as your life. And that's why it's good to, one, use a tool that you feel comfortable with. For so many years, after I got rid of all of the thick planner, I used a thin one, and then eventually I went electronic. So I had my calendar on my phone, my tablet, my laptop. But I realized this year that I needed something to really help me maximize my time and really begin to do things for Janet, because I was always doing things for the business. I was always doing things for other people. But now, Janet, I had to put myself on the top of the to-do list like I tell everybody else. And by getting a physical calendar has allowed me to do that, because then I can open the calendar. Unlike sometimes when you are really looking at things on the screen of a computer, I can really look at the calendar differently, and I can make shifts where I need to. Or because I'm looking at an entire calendar, I can say, okay, that means I'll be working. Because one time earlier this year, I was working 13 days straight, but it's just because of the time of the year and the season. So when I saw that, I was, okay, I need to take at least these 2 days off right here. I need to block them off now. So that's how really moving forward, I hope all of you listening will look at your time. So if you've decided, hey, I want to be spend more time with family, I want to spend more time with friends, you can do that moving forward. And also one of the things I do now is I color code my calendar. So at least once a week I have to have yellow in there. Yellow means fun. You could have orange, you could have red, whatever your color is. But make sure that you take time for you. Well, next week we have a Mr. John Benz coming, and he will be talking about clearing out, letting go. Because one of the upcoming days is let go, how to let go of stuff. And I'm not talking more or less about, I'm talking about the stuff you can't see. You know, how to let go because you've always planned or been on a committee, but now because you're going to school and you're starting a business, you're starting a family, you can no longer be a part of it. So it just kind of piggybacks. We talk about our time and being productive, but part of that is learning how to say no and also knowing when to let go. So he is an author. He is a coach, and I am so excited to have him come next week. Then the following week will be July 4th, and Miss Totally Organized and Organizer Janet will be taking a break because July 4th falls on a Monday. And, of course, it gets a little loud here in the city of brotherly love. So with the concerts and the fireworks, and plus I just wanted to take some time out and have some fun. But coming up after that will be a woman who was living large in 90 square feet. Can you imagine living in only 90 square feet? I can't. But I'm looking forward to interviewing her. She's a fellow organizer. She's an author. And how she lived in 90 square feet, and her book actually is 90 Ways. In order to do that. And I'm sure a lot of us are saying no, but when I look back at some of the places that I've lived, I mean, I distinctly remember when I was living in a house at one point where I was literally trying to rehab, putting in new windows and new doors. So when you're in the midst of a rehab, you're lucky if you have three rooms. And when I say three, I'm talking the kitchen, the bathroom, and another room. What I had, a kitchen, a bathroom, another room. It was a huge two-story property, lots of space. But literally, that's all I had was a kitchen, a bathroom, and in a space which was basically a place I slept. But then also I did have a little office space carved out because I was just doing so much stuff in the other areas of the house. So anything's possible when you put your mind to it. So I hope you join me for that. Then, of course, for those of you who are interested in moving into podcast producing and hosting, I'm going to have a little show about that as well. And I have some other things planned. And then, of course, I've got some other shows planned for August. So I am so excited about all that I have coming up for you. But make sure you go to janetmtaylor.com and contact page to let me know how you are listening to this, whether you're listening to it via Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Park Coalition, or Overcast.fm. Also go to my website and make sure you sign up for the power key to take back the power over your space. And with an investment of only $59, and it's a value of $250. And, of course, if you are not on my mailing list, make sure you get on my mailing list, because I'm going to have a free, that's right, F-R-E-E, a free summer organizing camp. Of course, my team wants to call it the boot camp, but it's the summer organizing camp, and I'm excited about it. Be over 7 days, and each day you're going to have like something you can do real quick to get organized. But then it's also, if you have more time, some other little things. So you're going to be learning how to organize, like get the junk out your purse, get the junk out your time, and some other areas as well. So I truly want to thank all of you for tuning in and for listening. I truly appreciate you all. You just don't know how much you all mean to me. Because of you, I have just been able to grow this podcast. So I truly, truly thank all of you for that. Because without you, I wouldn't be growing and just being streamed in so many places around the world. So I just want you to, again, thank you for listening. And be sure to share the podcast with your family, your friends, and, of course, on your social media. And thank you, Carla R. Jenkins, for just listening and sharing it all over your social media. And, again, visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.